to the Curious Kid Podcast.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween indeed. If you're listening to this episode on release day, and we hope you are, it's October 31st, and that means that it's Halloween today. I think we should do a Halloween-themed episode today.
In past years, we got curious about candy, bats, and rats for Halloween. I can't wait to find out what we're learning about for Halloween this year.
I would love to tell you, but instead of hearing it from me, here is 5-year-old Wyatt from North Dakota to let us know what he's curious about.
Mailbag!
Mailbag!
I want you to do a pumpkin one, and I want to hear the most coolest things about pumpkins growing.
Thank you, Wyatt, for suggesting we get curious about pumpkins.
And here's an email we received for Halloween. Hi, Olivia and Jacob. My name is Isla, and my brother is Campbell. I am 7, and Campbell is 4.5. We live in Riverside, Connecticut. We want to know why people decorate their houses with spooky decorations on Halloween. Thank you.
What a fantastic email. And to make it even better, this email was a handwritten note from Isla herself, which has a really cool picture of a bat on it, too. We can't wait to learn more about spooky decorations, specifically pumpkins, this week for Wyatt, Isla, and Campbell. Let's get curious.
The word pumpkin comes from the ancient Greek word pepon, which means large melon. But did you know that the word pumpkin was used for the first time in a classic fairy tale?
The question of the week is, which very famous fairy tale featured the first use of the word pumpkin?
While you're thinking about the answer to that interesting question, let's start learning what pumpkins are and how they grow.
Many people don't think of them this way, but pumpkins are technically a fruit. Pumpkins are fruits because they contain seeds. Each pumpkin, regardless of its size, has about 500 seeds in it.
Oh my gourd, I can't believe this fact. I always thought pumpkins were vegetables because they taste more savory than sweet. But pumpkins, like all of its squash relatives, are really fruits.
All pumpkins are winter squash, and they can be grown all over the world besides Antarctica.
Do you think the United States makes lots of pumpkins? You bet, but the U.S. is actually 5th on the list of pumpkin-producing countries. The United States makes just over 1 million tons of pumpkins yearly. Topping the list of pumpkin-producing countries is China, which makes nearly 8 million tons of pumpkins per year, followed by India, Russia, and Ukraine.
The states that make the most pumpkins are Illinois, Indiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan.
Those states make a whole lot of pumpkins, but Illinois stands out above the rest.
There's a city in Illinois called Morton that calls itself the pumpkin capital of the world.
And that's because about 80% of the entire world's canned pumpkin production comes from Morton, Illinois.
There are over 45 different varieties of pumpkins in lots of different colors and sizes.
If you think all pumpkins are orange, think again. Pumpkins can be red, white, green, and so many other colors. Some pumpkins even have fun names, like cotton candy and orange smoothie.
The heaviest pumpkin ever recorded was a massive pumpkin grown in Germany 5 years ago.
That pumpkin weighed over 2,600 pounds. How do you even weigh a pumpkin that big? That's amazing.
You think that's heavy? The largest pumpkin pie ever baked was even heavier, weighed a whopping 3,700 pounds.
That's ridiculous. That's a pie big enough to literally feed thousands of people.
Eating pumpkins is a great idea because pumpkins are super healthy.
A cup of pumpkin has only about 50 calories. Pumpkins have more fiber than kale and more potassium than bananas. And those other foods are known for being high in fiber and potassium.
Pumpkins are delicious, and there are so many ways to enjoy yummy pumpkins.
They can be used in tasty recipes to make things like pumpkin pie or pumpkin soup. Pumpkin seeds make a great snack. Pumpkin leaves are even used in recipes for many Chinese and Korean dishes.
There are so many options for eating pumpkins because the entire pumpkin is edible. The skin, flowers, seeds, pulp, leaves, and stem are all edible.
Pumpkins are amazing. Have you ever wondered how pumpkins are grown? You may have seen big pumpkin patches with pumpkins as far as the eye can see. In order to grow pumpkins, the planting needs to start very early.
Pumpkins are usually planted in the late spring or early summer because they take 3 to 4 months to mature.
Many pumpkins you see around this time of year were planted all the way back in July.
Pumpkins need lots of space to grow, and they also require lots of sun.
Pumpkin seeds are picked depending on which type of pumpkin is going to be grown. Pumpkins fall into 3 main categories: large pumpkins that are often used for carving, mini pumpkins, which as you can probably guess are pretty small, and pie pumpkins, which are grown to be eaten.
The seeds are then planted in a small mound of dirt, with a couple of seeds planted with them a few inches of each other in case one or two don't sprout.
The seeds are arranged in wide rows to give them plenty of space to grow, and then they are covered with compost or mulch. If done correctly, pumpkin plants should sprout within a week of planting the seeds.
Water may need to be added to the plants if the soil is dry. Fertilizer can also help to grow great pumpkins.
The area should then be monitored for weeds and pests, because those kinds of things can hurt pumpkin growth.
Soon enough, pumpkins will grow. You might want to make sure the pumpkins aren't too soft before harvesting them.
Once they are just right, the stem can be cut and the pumpkin can be stored in a cool, dry place, so they last a long time before rotting.
Pumpkins are really neat, and Halloween is lots of fun. But why are pumpkins so popular on Halloween?
The history of pumpkins on Halloween started with an Irish folktale. There is a legend of a man named Stingy Jack, who did many evil things. According to the legend, Stingy Jack even outsmarted the devil. As revenge, the devil had him wandering through the dark night, with only a coal ember to light his way. Jack used a carved-out turnip to store the coal ember. This started a tradition of carving out turnips in Ireland. But when Irish immigrants came to the United States, there were no turnips, so they used more plentiful pumpkins instead. So what started as a coal ember in a turnip has turned into a candle in a pumpkin. And the tradition of carving scary faces into a pumpkin to keep the evil spirits away continues to this day. The reason it's called a jack-o'-lantern is because it is named after Stingy Jack of the Lantern from the Irish folktale. Okay, Olivia, now that we learned all about pumpkins on Halloween, let's answer the question of the week. The word pumpkin was first used in which popular fairy tale?
The word pumpkin was used for the first time to tell the story of Cinderella. In the story, Cinderella's fairy godmother turned a pumpkin into a golden carriage that took Cinderella to Prince Charming's ball.
It's so cool that the word pumpkin first appeared in the story of Cinderella. Before we go trick-or-treating, we have a couple of amazing listeners to thank.
We want to thank our newest supporter, Crystal C.
A big thanks to Crystal for supporting Curious Kid Podcast on Patreon. To learn more about how you can support the podcast, visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Or by clicking the link in the show notes.
We also want to thank username Red Russ Fly for leaving us a 5-star review.
The review says, "We love it. All 3 of my kids are hooked. We listen during dinner, car rides, or even while we are cleaning up. Then we all discuss what we learned."
That's an awesome review. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave us a review.
Reviews mean so much to us or any other podcasters out there. If you want to show your love for any of your favorite podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a review. If you leave one for us, we will read it in an upcoming episode. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 161, on pumpkins.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Wyatt, Isla, and Campbell, for giving us the spooky topic suggestion. Happy Halloween to everyone. If you are going trick-or-treating, be safe and have fun. Also, save the peanut butter cups for me. Next week, we are going to get curious about narwhals for listeners in Brooklyn, New York, and Salt Lake City, Utah. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.